Hello everybody, this is my turn to start track three. This is the 12th of January, and Dave is just sitting here reading his paper. You might hear it rustling in a minute. The only drawback to having the hot weather at this time of the year, Judy, is that all the fruit is ready for jamming and bottling. I really wish that you were a bit nearer because I've got a carton of plums in the laundry and I have to bottle them, but I'm sure there's far too much for us and you could have had at least half of them. Bought another dozen and a half jars today, so tomorrow I shall have to start off doing them all at once or else they'll be bad. I've been thoroughly enjoying doing the pottery class, which starts again on the 15th of February, and so far I've brought home two pots. One is an oblong one, which is made by hand and is made very much like pastry. We roll it out just like pastry and then make our own paper pattern and cut it out and leave it to sit and then glue all the pieces together. After it's dried out, it's baked in the kiln for so long, and then after a while it's glazed. This time I just used an ordinary white glaze, which is a tin oxide, and just did a squiggle like a worm down the middle. But it's extremely useful for peanuts. It's just about the right size. A few people who didn't know that I was absolutely itching in my seat have been using it for an ashtray, which I think is absolute sacrilege. The other one is oval and about 3 inches high. Perhaps about 4.5 inches at its widest across the bottom. I had made this originally for David to keep sharpened pencils on his desk sometime when he gets a desk, and perhaps somewhere of his own to keep all his papers on, but we haven't got as far as that yet. And